Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the American Idol After Show. Tonight, we are going to be talking about Season 18, Episode 7, Hollywood Week Number 2, The Duets. Now, I couldn't possibly sit here in my bedroom broadcasting this show alone. So I am joined by, first, the lovely Lisa Macy, who has been a fan since day one.
Day one, baby, and still a fan. Glad to be here.
Yay. And guys, we finally have Mr. Hamza Khan back. He is our technical music expert. What is up, Hamza?
Man, glad to see you guys again. I missed you guys last week, and I'm very happy to be jumping on board and doing this again today.
We are so happy to have you back. You guys, we have a lot to cover in tonight's episode. These Hollywood weeks, they are stacking us so full of stuff. We're going to talk about the people that we're really glad made it, our best duets of the night. There were a couple surprises in there, some strange things happened, some drama maybe, and we'll talk about who we thought was just too bad that they didn't make it to next week. We have a really great special segment about our personal opinions on duets. We have some really fun news. Of course, we'll predict what happens on week 3 of Hollywood Week. And then, yeah, so we've got a lot to talk about tonight. What are your overall thoughts? Let's start with Lisa.
I love all the twists and turns, the new things they're doing. I loved last week the genres, and this week getting able to pick your duet partner, because there's definitely a lot of strategy to that. You know, you want someone that makes you look good, but isn't too good, doesn't make you look bad. So I love this twist. I think it's really interesting and a lot of strategies involved.
For sure. Hamza, what about you?
Yeah. I mean, I agree 100%. It's going to give you a chance to pick somebody who is going to make you stand out or help you get past to the next round, but also not, you know, overshadow you by any means. Also shows the ability to work together with people, because everyone knows no matter how solo you go in a music career, you need to be able to work well with others. So that's why this was exciting for me. And a lot of drama definitely came into play because of it.
Absolutely. I was so surprised that they let them pick their own partners.
Yeah, it was definitely a test.
Yeah, like high school when the teacher makes you work with someone. I thought that's what we were going to get. But they let them scurry around and cause a bunch of drama while trying to find who they wanted to sing with.
Right.
Well, your own partner and your own song. That was interesting, because you saw some people that wanted to sing one song and other people that didn't want to sing that song. So, yeah.
Clash of genres, right?
Right.
Exactly. Well, let's dive right into it with some of our favorite duets. Now, we started off the show tonight with Louis and Francisco. Francisco was making me so nervous. What did you guys think?
Agreed. Yeah. He was making me nervous too. I love Francisco. I was looking forward to seeing more from him today. I obviously love Louis, but was so looking forward to hearing from Francisco. And he was so nervous and forgot the words. I was a little nervous, but thank goodness he pulled it together and ended up doing really well.
That's so crazy, because Francisco early on was a fan favorite. And then one of our fans that watches us, Boop Call is his name. Boop, if you're watching, this is for you. He really likes Francisco. He's a big fan of his and everything like that. And I'm saddened that his nerves got the best of him, because he could have made it a little bit further than he did right now. And then Louis, man, the guy has so much character within him, because he was supporting him the whole way, being there for him as a friend and just like helping him along. Just unfortunate for Francisco, he couldn't make it through.
He did make it through.
Wait, Francisco did make it through.
Yes.
I was wrong. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
My apologies. More drama. He made it.
Yes, he made it.
I could have sworn they said Francisco wasn't making it through. I'll go back and watch.
No, that's okay. Because everything was moving so fast.
This was a quick episode. I'm so used to our structure with auditions where we watch something, we take our notes, we get our thoughts together. But this one was like a, okay, gotta be used to it.
That's okay, because it makes sense, but they're both in it for now. Yes. So up next, Jimmy Levy and Nick Mirico. I thought this was an interesting pair that they gravitated toward one another. What did you guys think?
I agree. And, you know, it was interesting to see if Nick was going to continue to do well, because, you know, he has been on the show before, and it looks like he's got his confidence back. And I actually thought he and Jimmy sang really well together. I wish we had seen more of their performance.
I'm going to disagree a little bit. I think they sang very well individually. Individually, they're really good. I think that together, they're probably not made for a duet. But I think they're both strong vocally, individuals. So I think solo-wise, they should stick to that moving forward. Duets is probably just not for them because harmonizing wasn't there, but the actual power behind both of their voices were, and I'm a fan of both of theirs.
Yeah, I think I agree with both of you. I think that at least when they were singing, it wasn't like they were competing with each other. They weren't bashing each other's heads while they were singing. So mm-hmm. it at least got through it as a duet. But you're right, they should be definitely singing alone because they can showcase more of their voices that way. Mm-hmm. I have turned the page. I'm a Nick Mirico fan. We all didn't like him that first audition because his head was a little, but
yes, but you can see why. You can see why now. He's showing us why.
Yeah, right. He's showing us why. So I'm a fan of his now. So let's move to Issa and Olivia. Those girls sang tonight. Ooh.
Yes, I loved that. I loved that they picked that song, Try by Pink. Their voices were so different, but they both sang it well on their own. And then the parts where they sang together, they sounded amazing. I just think that complimented both of them so well. Such a great choice for them.
100% agree with that. I think that exactly, Lisa, you just took the words out of my mouth. They were together. They harmonized very well. It sounded great together. Individually, they had their own styles of singing, which I like. And with Pink song, any song of Pink's is I feel like you can always make it your own. That's why I like Pink songs in general. And they really made it their own.
For sure. I do think that Olivia blew her out of the water, though.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Olivia's amazing.
Sorry. But I think she did. She really, she came out swinging when she was singing solo. But it happened to work in the duet. But she was singing for her life on that one, I think.
There's always one standout star. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
All right, who do we have next? Faith and Jovan. We have the blues kind of reinvented with this duet. It's it was something else. Go ahead, Lisa, tell us.
First of all, I think it's amazing. They're both from Louisiana. They sounded so good together. The soul, the power, the feeling. Lionel even said it was an amazing collaboration. I agree. I wish the two of them would make an album together after this, because I would love to.
Yeah.
Their albums, you know.
All right, me and Lisa are agreeing today, I guess. Yes, they should drop what they're doing, become a duo, and just hit the road with this show. Their voices work so well together. They both have a great look. They were kind of matching also, like her top was his pants, the same color as his pants, his top was same color as her pants. I don't know. I would like to see them do more together. It sounds bad, but maybe not even go through with American Idol and just start your own album, start your own tour, and let's listen to those songs.
Bold.
Right.
Jovan and Faith, bold moves from Hamza. He's telling you guys just to throw it all away and go on tour right now.
If I had a record label, I'd be signing.
All right. Good to know. Okay. So Travis Finley and Genevieve. This one was kind of our tearjerker of the night.
I was thinking I was thinking of you during this. Yeah.
I was sobbing. Yeah. That's all I can do. What else was I supposed to do during that other than sob? What did you guys think?
Agreed. What a moving performance, that song, the prayer, and the fact that at the end of it, they dedicated it to her sister in loving memory of her. Oh my gosh, I was sobbing the whole time too, so I can imagine.
Thank you.
I thought about Trina too, Lisa. It's funny you said that, because I'm like, I wonder if she's short on toilet paper right now. I wonder how she's wiping those tears, because it was so beautiful. you guys know I'm a fan of Genevieve. I've been a fan of hers. I love her story with her sister and everything like that. And I'm not sure if I've seen Travis before on this. And Travis's voice, my God, the guy has such good singing skills, such good control. I didn't even feel like he was doing anything. He was just standing there and it was coming out.
Yeah, I didn't remember him before tonight either, to be honest. I think we definitely have seen him, but I don't remember. So she was a little bit helpful in that, I think, because his voice worked really well with hers.
Right. He kind of, even though I'm a fan of Genevieve's, he kind of outdid her on this one. I feel like he was just a little bit better. And I don't know. I like them. I became a fan now. So.
Oh boy. Really controversial tonight, Hamza. Let's see how this goes.
Stirring the pot. Just for this moment. All right. Great. There's 30 seconds where he did better.
Okay. So we have Michaela and Sanaya. Yo, you guys, this one stressed me hard. I did not know what was going to happen. There was some fights with this one. What'd you guys think?
Go ahead, Lisa. I think it's interesting we're doing two duets back to back that did the same song. Both duets did the prayer, and they were so different. You know, Travis and Genevieve's was so beautiful and moving and touching, and I think we were all really choked up by that. And then Michaela and Sanai are the two divas, you know, so they gave us the Mariah and Whitney. Beautiful also, but just a totally different take on that song. I thought it was interesting how Michaela's mom was like coaching them also beforehand.
Are there two Michaelas in this competition?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm very confused. So this was the part of my internet going in and out, and I was not able to see this part. But it looks like I missed the part that had like the most drama. Is that correct? Is that what happened?
No, not the most drama, but some drama. So this is the Michaela that has the Ariana Grande vibes.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah, I missed their performance.
And Sanaya has the big, like, J-Hud. And so they were battling a little bit on what song to sing, and Sanaya was trying to get a different partner after she'd already locked a partner.
Oh my God. All right. I got to go back and watch that once I'm done filming this, because I completely missed that part. This is when I was texting you guys frantically because I couldn't log on.
Oh, that's okay. So that's basically what you missed. Obviously, they ended up doing it, but it was a little bit of a rocky road to get there.
Got it.
What did you think, Trina, though? Did you like it?
I still am a fan of Michaela more. I thought Sanaya was good for, she did what she did, but I thought she was a little bit off. I thought she was definitely following Michaela's lead after even pumping up the song and what she wanted so much. She ended up being kind of the second place in it, I think.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Sorry, yeah. Hamza opinion. But yeah, right. Real.
The Hamza opinion. We got it. We got that segment every single week now. The Hamza opinion.
Exactly. Whatever's most controversial.
Yes.
And finally, Lisa, I'm going to let you take this one because it's your girl, Just Sam. And she sang with Chenille. Tell us what happened, what you thought.
Yes. I was so scared at the beginning. I'm like, Sam. I was so nervous for her. Thank God she got it together, and the two ladies together killed it. I know I've said this, but other people, I had chills the entire time they were performing. I just put wow. They're both pros. You know, once the nerves got out of the way and they got out there and performed, they looked like a couple of pros. Like, I thought they sounded great during their solo parts, and they complimented each other so well. They were singing to each other. It looks like they've known each other a long time. They complement each other so well. They were amazing.
What'd you think, Hamza?
Lisa, this was one of those times where I was wishing that we were watching this together, because when she was going through it, I just wanted to see the look on your face. I know you're a big fan of Just Sam, and I love Just Sam too. I think we all do. I think the world does. And both of those girls are singers, and we're going to see them probably battle it out till the end as far as this competition is concerned. There's a reason they put them on last, and Just Sam has been last twice, I think, in these few episodes. And being last is kind of a telltale of what's going to happen going down the line. And Just Sam is wonderful to me. These two girls are going to make it to the end. I'm going to see them battling it out at the end. I want to see who wins, because they're both equally talented.
There we go. I was just stressed because it was like 9:57 and they hadn't gone on yet.
Right.
I thought we were ending this episode with her running outside and never coming back.
I agree. I thought that too. I know. Yeah.
The show may have dragged on a little bit, but the ending of it definitely had our hearts racing for sure.
100%. 100%. Speaking of having our hearts racing, Hamza, is there something you want to say to our viewers?
Oh, of course. I just want to thank everybody for continuing to tune in with us here at AfterBuzz TV, especially with everything going on. I actually want to give a special shout out to Nick the Quick. He watches us every week, and I'm glad that we're able to still come on board and provide a show for you guys. Subscribe, like, and comment below. I kind of want to hear a little bit about y'all's coronavirus stuff going on and how you guys are dealing. So any comments below on that, I'll try to mention next week. So happy to have you.
Thank you. All right, so let's move on to some surprises, aka the drama, the tea of the evening.
I've been waiting to talk about this.
Me too, really bad. So first, we have Peyton and Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this was not good.
No, don't do that to that poor girl, Madison. Oh no. My God.
Peyton straight up disappeared to go have some corner store chicken wings instead of picking a song, rehearsing the song, anything in the song. What did you, Lisa, tell me.
I don't know what that was. I'm surprised that they were even able to come together and sing something after all that. Actually, given all the turmoil they had, I didn't think they were that bad. I mean, when they were singing, I was like, gosh, you can tell that they didn't practice enough. And actually, I didn't know what to expect from Peyton. You know, it seemed like so much drama with the chicken wings and everything before that. I didn't know how he was going to be. But actually, he sounded really good. So that's why I think he felt bad for Madison. She was prepared and ready to go. And she suffered a little. But I thought that was classy of him to say, look, you know, please give her another chance. And I thought it was classy. He apologized to her and to his family also.
It was very big of him to man up and take the responsibility for that. If he didn't, though, I would have had a huge issue with that guy in general, because that girl, the way she was stressed out about everything, and this is like your moment, right? And I could just put myself in her shoes. I would have been livid, and I can tell that threw her off her performance a bit. And changing his guitar at the very last second, I get why he did it. It's just probably his comfort on stage, because it kind of blocks you. You have something to fiddle around with, you know, it takes away from anything else. But I don't know. This took me on a roller coaster ride, and I was this close to DMing Peyton and being like, "What's wrong with you, bro?" But he redeemed himself at the end of it when he apologized to everybody, and that was very big of him to do so. It takes a big man to do so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought the crazy thing was that he changed it up to a guitar when you could have just used the time that he changed it up with the guitar to do it with the piano better.
Correct.
That really messed with everybody. And it was totally unfair because of his insecurities at the moment. And obviously, they walked on stage like two people that hated each other. They did hide it well at all. And then they were she was happy to throw him under the bus.
No, I don't think she was happy to. I think she tried her best. If you noticed, at the very beginning, she was mentioned he was going to play the piano. And she mentioned it, not him, which means he must have said it to her beforehand. And then from there, he was like, no, that guy's piano playing skills sound great in the rehearsal, so let him just play it. And then we get to the end, and he's like, let me switch to a guitar, and she was with him. After a while, I feel like it clicked in her mind, like people at her home would be mad at her for getting eliminated if she didn't bring it up, and I'm glad she did because it made him apologize.
Yeah. Well, but then at the second interview, on the way into the performance, she was angry about the guitar switch. So she had made us think originally that she was fine with it, and then she was angry with it, and then she went on stage and basically said, let me tell you the real right now.
Mm-hmm. Learning experience, right? This is what I mean by people can't work together all the time. And that was her learning in the moment to when to speak up and when not to speak. And we're taught that a lot. Make sure you always speak up if you're about to perform, to make sure you're comfortable and you know what you're doing.
But then they both apologized to each other.
Yep.
Right before they sang.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it helped, but it was really nice.
Looking back at this, they might be happy this happened, because when they both make it far in this industry, as they both will, because they're both very talented, they could always be like, remember 5 years ago when we did this? This is something we don't do, okay? And that's going to be something to look back on. Right.
Yeah, it's good to get it out of the way now.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have Zach from West Virginia and Courtney Timmons. This was somehow a bigger basket case than chicken wings and Peyton.
Yeah. How do you top chicken wings?
With a basket of chicken wings, right? Basket case.
Crazy. What'd you think, Lisa, about these two and their mishigas?
The whole thing, I just find the whole thing so sad, because I actually like both of them. I wanted to see Zach go a little further because he was so rough and raw. I wanted to see where he could go. And Courtney, she's so talented and a single mom. I wanted to see her succeed and go further too. Yeah. So it's just unfortunate the way the whole thing went down. I wish they could have found a song that suited both their voices. I mean, there's no way Zach, you know, Mr. Rough Around the Edges, the guy that came in with mud on him for his for his audition, there's no way he could sing, you know, the Ariana Grande song Dangerous Woman. So I don't know, the whole thing was just a cluster. I felt bad for both of them, and it's a shame that neither one of them got through.
Right.
Yeah. And
it's to your point, Lisa. Sorry to interrupt, Gina, but to your point, Lisa, right from the beginning, you said it's going to show people how to pick the right partner, right? Make sure someone doesn't outshine you. And this was one of those cases where I feel like whichever way they went, one would have outshined the other because they're so different. Very, and they could have brought it together, but I don't think they had enough time to do so. And this also brings up the fact of the way Zach is, he's kind of one of those guys that's like, from the beginning has been, I don't know what I'm doing. This is so new to me and stuff. And which is, you know, adorable, I guess, at the beginning. At some point, you're going to start thinking like a professional and start like, you know, putting your big boy pants on and manning up and saying, let's do this or let's do that. He just let her kind of take charge and do what she needed to do, which was nice as far as getting along was concerned. But obviously it failed both of them at the end because it was too much tug of war going back and forth.
I really think if they would have stuck to higher love, it would have sounded bomb.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, technical master, but that song is pretty easy on the guitar, no?
Right, absolutely. And then the reason why they pick a lot of these old, more classical songs to play in American Idol all the time, one, copyright, but two, they're a lot easier to sing. They show a lot more vocal range, and they also can fit into multiple genres. So that's why I feel like you're absolutely right, Trina. They should have stuck to higher love.
For sure, because when he started screwing up on the guitar, losing his lyrics, that was the second that she was toast too.
Yep.
And she wasn't on beat. She wasn't anywhere.
And then I felt bad for Zach, because you can tell he, from the beginning, was done, right? You can tell he was like sobbing under his hat and stuff like that. And Lionel said something great. He's like, you can quit backstage. You can quit before you even come in here. You can quit anytime you want, but you do not quit on stage. You never quit during a performance. And one time I was doing stand up, and in the middle of it, my second show, I got this weird anxiety, and halfway through I'm like, all right guys, I'm gonna step off stage, and I did. So, and then everyone came to me like, never quit on stage. So I'm with you, Lionel. I felt for him, man. I felt bad for him.
Well, and actually also I felt like Zach made a comment at one point, it was like 2 a.m, they were still trying to pick a song, and he's like, to be honest, I don't even know what I'm doing here. I don't even know why I made it this far.
Right.
And then Courtney, you know, was like, she even made a comment, it took a lot for her to be able to come there, and she's trying to support her kids. And so I felt like she wanted it more. Remember, if you remember, Zach did this because he had promised some girl that he's not even dating anymore. So Courtney, I think, had a lot more invested in it. So I really felt bad about the way it all went down for her. You know?
Lisa loves to follow a love story. I could tell. Yes. I could tell.
You know, well, some of those didn't go very well tonight.
Right.
They're right, because the other couple didn't make it through, right? One of them, the couple that was one of the girls from
Sam. Alex.
That's who it was, right? And Alex didn't make it through. A lot of breakups, man. American Idol loves doing that to us.
I love a split up, but that's a whole other thing. We don't need to go there. So let's move on to a couple of people that were a little sad that they didn't move on to the next level show. The first one being, I think, a favorite of all of ours, Hannah Prestige.
Mm. That was a rough one.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. Honestly, I was really shocked by that. You know, she's been in so many episodes. They've really highlighted her and her backstory, and she is really good. I was really shocked by that. And I felt bad because she was the contestant, right, that had to make a decision between her family or her addiction. And she chose her family and was doing this to better her life. So that was sad. That was hard to see.
And she can still do better her life with this. She can still move forward. She has a great voice. She's very talented. I think what happened with this one, it was pretty obvious. Grace outsang her, you know, it's all it was. Yeah. And it's not because Hannah's not a good singer. Hannah just was not exuding that, you know. It's very different standing in front of somebody in one place and singing versus having to move around. Grace had a little bit more stage presence. She was really putting her vocals into it. And Hannah just kind of fell back a bit. I think she didn't go home because of her lack of talent. She went home because of her lack of, I guess, showcasing that talent tonight. That's all it was.
Yeah, she definitely didn't put on as hard. I would have felt way worse for her had she absolutely killed it and they made a faulty decision.
Right.
But this was more so that we all got to know her so well.
Right.
Right.
And I think it's kind of sad that, because, you know, that editing takes us there and you expose so much of this person's personal life, and she exposed things from when she was like 4 years old.
Right.
So going with her through that and then her not going on, I don't love that.
Mm-hmm.
She has a long way to go, I feel like. I think she started her journey in the right direction. I mean, come on, she's starting at American Idol. So wherever she takes it from here, it's good for her.
That's right. That's right. anything else that we missed, guys, that you want to talk about these people? Because it was moving real fast. And so
Ren, I was bummed that
Ren got
speaking to your point of like getting invested in their backstory. So Ren was the contestant who had the toxic relationship and her mom was there for her. And so I was really shocked that she left today because I was very emotionally invested in her as well. And I thought she did well tonight singing Shallow. There were a couple notes that were off, but that could be nerves. But I was shocked that she went home tonight.
Did they mention what was their main reason behind it? I don't think I caught a like actual, this is why we don't want to, because it kind of seemed like just like, all right, you're not going to make it through. And then that was it, right?
Happened so fast.
So we're disagreeing with the judges on this one. And I feel like should have made it through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So I don't have much to say about that. Like Ren should have made it through. I don't feel like they gave us a good enough reason as to why not, but hey, they're the judges for a reason. So we'll disagree with them this one time around.
I also really want to know what happened to Demi Ray. Demi Ray sang and we have no idea what happened to her. If you guys don't recall, she is the one that showed up in the Billie Eilish swag.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Again. Uh-huh.
And she really quick performed and they didn't say anything about either of them.
They didn't say if they went through or anything, right?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think what they're probably going to do is they'll edit that in into the next episodes when they start doing the actual competitions and they'll show their journey into it. They sometimes save that stuff for later when they make it through. So I'm assuming she made it through.
Well, I guess we will see. So we've got a really fun special segment tonight. Hamza, take it away.
Yeah, so I mean, we've been doing tear jerkers, and other than you know crying about our circumstances, we don't have much to talk about when it comes there. So I thought we'd switch it up a bit, and we were gonna do contestants, but I figured we should just do open to anyone. So for you two, my question is: if you were to do duets with someone, who would be that one person be that you would choose to do the duet with you, and what song would you guys pick and why?
Lisa, you go first.
Well. I'm going to go past the obvious. Like, obviously I would love to sing with Just Sam. That would be an idol of all idols. But I'm going to say actually Jovan Webb, because I love soul and blues. I would love to do like a BB King duet with him, like The Thrill Is Gone or something. And again, this is all based on my imaginary, amazing soulful voice. You know, the one that I have in the shower. This is, if I have the voice that I think I have in the shower, then Jovan and I would be killing it singing BB King's The Thrill Is Gone. Or if it was an artist that's already made it professionally, Alicia Keys. I do play the piano a little bit. So maybe she's doing a duet, both of us on the keys, singing A Little Girl Is on Fire or What a Woman Wants. What was worse,
Lisa, you like the bluesy, like soulful style of music, don't you? Yeah, you like that I feel it in my soul style. Okay, I'm starting to pick that up with you. I see that every single week. What about you, Trina? Who would you pick?
Well, first of all, Lisa exposed herself last week that she thinks that she sings like that, but I think that she maybe actually does. So we're trying to get her to just say
no.
We gotta take her to Mask Singer, right? That's where you can cover yourself so you don't feel embarrassed and just sing it.
She can do that here.
I would thumbs down our video.
We'll see about that. First, if it's contestants of this season. Arthur Gunn.
It could be anybody. Arthur Gunn. It would be anybody.
Yep. Arthur Gunn, because A, why wasn't he in this episode? And B, he's incredible. I don't know what song we would sing together. Basically, whatever he wants at this point, he has full control over everything, because I think he's the winner and I think he's amazing. And I think our marriage will be beautiful.
Yeah. Yep. So put that in your vows. Full control over everything.
That's what the vows are going to say.
That's such a great pick, though.
Real life, just Stevie Wonder. I don't have to do much. I can just sing along. I can be his backing vocals. I would just want to be near him while he's singing to just like really feel it, you know?
Good choice. I can feel it too. Yeah.
What about you, Hamza? Tell us.
Ah, man. Here's a fun one. I would choose my youngest sister. My youngest sister, Safa. It's weird. A few years ago, she's 18 now, but when she was 15, she told me she wanted to be a rock star, right? And obviously, no one supports that dream, but I do. So I bought her a guitar so she could start learning to sing and whatnot. I asked her to sing me a tune one time, and very nervously, she sang me Hallelujah. And her ways of singing, her voice levels, everything, the way she hits her notes, very similar to myself. And me and her don't sing together. We don't sing with each other ever. Then we start singing more and more together, and her styles are I love the way she matches things, and she has a good ear for music. She probably doesn't even know it, but when she sees it, she'll know it. But yeah, my younger sister, Safa, all day.
Aww. Well, there's Hamza showing us up again.
All love, all love. I love my family. I love my siblings so much. We're talking about doing a family game night on FaceTime recently, too, so we might do that.
Ooh, so Hamza, let us know.
Hamza, both you and Trina can sing. I want to hear the two of you sing. Both of you guys can.
Oh, next week, Trina, you and I got one thing. We'll do it.
Well, that was a really fun special segment. Thank you for that, Hamza. More to come on those segments the rest of the season. Lisa, what do we have for news?
Yeah.
So, well, we've probably all heard by now that Idol producers have announced that they will be suspending the live episodes, which were set to begin in the middle of April. And that would be with the top 20 contestants. The contestants were sent home to be with their families, to be safely quarantined with them. But we do still have several Idol episodes left that have already been recorded. We have more Hollywood episodes, and then we have the Green Mile episodes that were filmed in Hawaii. So we have plenty of time left to get our Idol fixed. And to be honest, like, who knows what's going to happen? Because I don't know if you guys have seen, but a lot of the current Idol contestants have been on Instagram and Instagram Live, just singing, performing, doing things. So it'll be interesting to see if American Idol ends up doing something different, you know, since people are connecting through social media anyway during this time. Maybe they'll find a different way to do the top 20 remotely, you know, who knows.
Well, that could work.
And Alejandro, who was the runner-up for last season 17, he actually said that he is going to have his new music video for his single Millennial Love dropping this Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on YouTube, so I'll have to check that out. Nice. And he also, Alejandro also tweeted that you can check out a really cool interview that the Grammy Museum put online. You can follow their link through Twitter or Instagram. And it was a full interview that he did for the Grammy Museum. It was really interesting to see. He's such an interesting guy, very like shy and reserved, but it's cool to see him open up during these interviews. And yesterday, one of our favorite American Idol alums here on this show, Jennifer Hudson, posted a video on Instagram of her playing a new organ that she had brought into her home studio. She bought it to herself as a wrap gift, because I don't know if you guys knew this, she is starring in a new Aretha Franklin biopic called Respect. And she was doing so much work in churches, filming this with gospel music, that she really got into the organ again. So she got this organ that she calls the Aretha Franklin, and she has it in her house. So she was playing a little on that today on Instagram. And then finally, a one-time Idol host, Mariah Carey. It's Mariah's world. We're all just living in it. She posted a video of her on the elliptical machine today with her rubber gloves and can of Lysol, singing, showing how she's being a diva, even in quarantine right now. So gotta love Mariah Carey, you know, being a diva even during this time.
Jeez. Amazing. Lisa bringing the news. Lisa bringing the news this time around. I like it.
That was a plentiful amount of news. Thank you so much. I'm glad everybody's doing stuff and talking about things and being out there and filling people in. It makes it so much more fun right now for all of us.
Exactly. Adapting, man. Adapting's great.
Yeah. Exactly. So, predictions, guys. What is going to happen next week, weeks to come? What do you think?
So we have how many more duets left? Sorry, Lisa, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I was kind of going to say the same thing as you. Yeah, I think we have more duets next week also for Idol Week. So yeah, I'm not sure. It'll be interesting to see the people that we wanted to see tonight that we didn't. Maybe we'll see more of them next week. Maybe Arthur Gunn, Trina.
That's true. That's true.
If we don't see Arthur Gunn, I don't know what I'll do.
I don't even think he posts on, like, he doesn't even post on Instagram or anything like that. You can even stalk him online if you wanted to.
Oh, I know. Trust me. Yeah. I know.
You've looked. I'm really excited to see how these duets keep going and how people keep moving forward. But I'm more so just, I'm really looking forward to finally starting the competition now. I want to get to the nitty gritty. I want to get to learning these people and seeing who our top 10 are and chopping down and getting down to that one, because it's starting to get close. And there's a lot of talented people coming in where I can't even put my finger on, okay, that's the one, or that's the one to look out for, you know? So yeah. I'm excited to see what comes up.
I think I agree. I just want to get there. I want to see who is in it to win it. I want the show to slow down a little bit so we can follow what people are actually doing, actually singing, what the judges are saying. I feel like they're in over their head a little bit with a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. And so we're only able to see such little snippets. So I can't wait for that.
Yeah. All and right, for, guys. To Lisa's credit, real quick, there was one of our fans that mentioned he loved seeing the pictures being shown on this podcast moving forward, just because they're also forgetting whose names and faces and songs and stuff like that, because there's so much going on. So good job, Lisa, with bringing up the media for us.
Oh, thanks.
All right, guys. Well, that is our show for week two, Hollywood Week Duets. We will be back tomorrow night, same time, 10 p.m. Pacific with, is it Duets again tomorrow night?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Second round.
Well, hopefully, Lisa, where can everybody find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram at Lisa M. Macy. Lisa, two M's, A-S-I.
Hamza?
And for me, Instagram and Twitter, Hamza Mania, Hamza underscore Mania, H-U-M-Z-A underscore Mania, M-A-N-I-A, on both Instagram and Twitter.
Beautiful. And y'all can find me at Hey Trina Dong on Twitter and Instagram. We will see you guys soon. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye.
Love, stay safe, stay safe.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.